Psalm 8. Those that like to follow along as I bounce in the Bible a little bit today, I'll be in Psalm 8, of course. That's our main text. Romans, I'll be in Matthew and 1 John. Thank you, Father, for your word. We pray that it be rightly divided, that you remove anything from the hearer or the speaker, Lord Jesus, that is not of you. Amen. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, or praise, or splendor, or beauty, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that you should visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, sheep and oxen, yes, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. This brings me into a place of one of my favorite topics, which I'm not going to go into, and that is creation. I was really excited, looking forward to Psalm 8 to get into, you know, the mind-blowing things of creation, and it was a temptation to go there, and a lot of preparation was in that, but God had me go in a different direction with it, a very different direction. So we're going to do that in two different parts here. One is the idea of a child, and then of an adult, because both are addressed in the psalm here. Out of the mouth of babes, he's ordained praise, strength, beauty. And then, what is man that thou art mindful of him? So we're going to take that up in two different parts, and that's going to launch us into the New Testament in two different waves. So we're going to loop through once the idea of what it means to be a child of God, and then we're going to loop through again and what it means to be now maturing in the Lord, becoming perfect in him, being perfected by the potter as he's molding the clay. Thank you, Jesus. So the first two verses there, of course, are about the child. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. And it's amazing. It feels like you're about ready to launch out into outer space. And we're going to talk about how big the sun is and how many you can fit a million earths inside of the sun and the energy coming from the sun and all of these things that are going out there. And verse 2 is what changed me. From going into all the things I wanted to go into. And it was, he goes right to a baby, an infant, even a suckling infant. And so it was like, whoa, where's this going, God? He redirected me in something that he would want me to present today, and that is, what does it mean to be a child of God? And we sang about that today. And I hope you're able to make that declaration today, because he wants you to. It's not like God's like, oh, I don't know if... No, it's like, come on, man. Come on. Say it. Stand in it. Believe it. Amen. You know, that's what he wants, and you can believe that and step into that. And that's really the requirement for coming forward today. We're in an altar call. We call it communion. And coming forward is believing that in the fullness of your heart. I'm a child of God. I am not perfect. I've messed up maybe even this morning. And I need you every day. I need your mercies, God. And I believe that you died for me and paid for my sins. So that's all the requirement. You don't have to go to some type of communion school. The invitation is just as invitation as Jesus' arms were spread open. And I'm going to leave it right there. That you come forward and receive that, what he prepared for you. So we'll be doing that at the end. We'll bring the kids back down and have communion together. So let your hearts be prepared in the word to receive that. So we're going to take this child loop. We're going to see what it means to be a child of God. We're going to go through Matthew a little bit, Romans, and 1 John. But first, let's talk about this glory of God that's mentioned here. He set that glory above the heavens. What does that mean about glory? We hear some of these words. The guys Wednesday night were talking about what does it mean to be holy. And we wrestle with some of these words. And glory is a word I want to take a look at before we take our journey about what it means to be a child of God. the glory of God, if you take it letter by letter, what the Hebrew word is H-O-W-D. And you can think of it as howdy, okay? It's a little bit corny, just kind of helping the southern folks that are with us today. Howdy is the thing that impresses you, that greets you, that meets you when you go, you look up at the sky. It's like God is saying, howdy, okay? You get it? All right? You see an infant with a mother and the tenderness that the mother has and the beauty around that. And that's God saying, howdy, this is my design. This is what I've done, okay? So that's glory. You take the words glory in Hebrew, it's H-O-W-D, transliterated. So that's a good way to remember it, the glory of God. He's speaking to you. And you go to Psalm 19:1, which we'll be in a few weeks, it tells us day and night, he's saying, howdy. He's greeting you in so many different ways. God is speaking to us. Praise God. How excellent is thy name? Also brought up here. How excellent is thy name? And I think this is something that drives me to seek fellowship with people. I was telling the guys Wednesday night that I don't care if it's the most boring church there ever was. I want to be around brothers and sisters that, you know, that I can share with and they can share with me. We can share our joy. We can share our tears. We can share. We can be together. So how excellent is thy name? And that's important to come together and discuss that and share with each other, encourage each other in how excellent his name is. Amen. All right, let's take that journey. You guys ready? Matthew 21. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, Jesus would use this very verse. Matthew 21. Jesus shows up at church. It's a mess. Most churches are. Okay, they're filled with people. And he starts cleaning up, which we want to yield to him more and more every day. God, clean it up. Please clean it up and start with me. Mark was sharing that on Wednesday night from one of the revivalists that you draw a circle. I did that under the tent. It's not up yet, but there was a dead spot of grass that shaped the circle and reminded me of what Mark said, that I need to stand in that circle, and it says it begins right here. I don't need to start looking and start looking for the specks in everybody's eye. It needs to start with a log in my own eye, and God, it needs to start here. Revival needs to. So God does the cleaning, and we welcome him to do that, to turn over anything, to cleanse out, to drive it out, anything. And I would stand in league with the Holy Spirit right now that fear is not welcome here. Anxiety is not welcome here. You are cast out. We don't fight against flesh, but we fight against principalities and powers. And I cast that out right now in the name of Jesus. If you are under that the cloud of fear, it needs to be cast out, and it is cast out in the name of Jesus Christ by the blood of the Lamb. I pronounce grace over you. I pronounce his blood. I pronounce that he is everything for you. I pronounce the I am to you because he is everything to you. The most pure and holy part of the scripture, if you were to drive right into the center, I mean, drive right in, drive right in, drive right to the core of that Tootsie Pop. What's in the middle? He says, I am. I am. He said it to Moses, and Jesus would repeat it to the Pharisees around him before Abraham. I am. Jehovah, the I am. That's the most purest. That's the center of all of this scripture. Is God is the I am. And he is everything that we need. The I am salvation is Yeshua, Jesus. I am salvation. You need salvation today. You need a life jacket thrown to you today. He is that. Jesus is salvation. Matthew 21, he's cleansing the temple. I haven't even got to where he quotes yet. All right, gotta need to move on here. It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, he says. And in verse 14, the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple. That word is krazo in the Greek. I love it. The kids were crazy. Krazo, you can think of it that way. They were freaking out. There's somebody here healing, touching people, and the Pharisees are too blind, they're too grown up, they've matured too much in knowledge of the world, they've become too callous, they've lost the wonder and awe of this healer that was around them. The kids got it. They saw it. They started freaking out. They went crazo in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were sore displeased. That is the Pharisees that saw all this going on. And they said unto him, spoke to Jesus, "Take care of these kids." You know, what do you say? Hear us what they say. You need to correct them, Jesus. You need to stand up. You know what they're doing? They're calling you the Son of David. They're calling you Messiah. Jesus said unto him, he said Psalm 8:2 right here. There it is, coming right back. He's going to draw from the well of the word right here. He is the word. He is the living waters. "Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise." We saw it was ordained strength in the Old Testament there. Same thing. Perfected praise. The beauty, the splendor of God, his glory is there in a child. Praising him and recognizing, having the awe of wonder still fresh in their life to recognize that God is working, to hear the howdy and recognize it and respond. We heard the howdy yesterday morning. We were both crying. Just the Lord, it wasn't from understanding something or not understanding. It was just his presence. It was howdy, you know. And we're like, oh, God was present with us. And we were responding. It's beautiful. Don't lose the awe and wonder of what it means to be a child. Don't lose that innocence, what it means to discover and follow Jesus. And there's so many things that come against us in life, and we get wrapped with grave clothes. And we're so bound up and so uptight and clouded and filled with junk. God wants us to be made free and set us free even now. But we need each other to unwrap those grave clothes and encourage each other going forward. Praise God. Let's continue this loop through the New Testament and back to the Psalm 8. Romans 8. Romans 8 is where Asher makes his debut here. We had the Mullen clans. If you ever had the experience of having the Mullens over your house, it's a fantastic experience. It's like having a VBS. Kids were having a great time, so I'm going to share something as we break into Romans 8 here. There's many things that the kids spoke to me yesterday, all of them, in different ways. Asher, I'm going to just pick one particular one, his story from yesterday. Romans 8, 14 through 17. "For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." You have not received. You can reject that, in other words. You can reject that. "You have not received the spirit of bondage again." Again. What's the again mean? That means that's the nature we go back to. We fall back into the ruts that have been grooved in over the years, over the years. Those deep ruts. Who's logger in here? Been through the woods and you see the logging ruts. Or you're a hunter and you see the trails through the woods. These deep ruts that are made in our life, we tend to go back to. So we go back to these things that are of fear, and we need to be reminded right now that that's not a spirit of God. He doesn't want us in bondage. He wants us to be effective. He wants us to have a joy that's full. Not an inch deep, but full. "You've not received the spirit," "of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Whoo, man. God is good, man. If you only knew, if we only knew a tiny bit of it. So we're on the tractor, we're doing tractor rides. And we take a run through. It's fun, and we go under the mulberry tree, and the kids can stand up in the wagon and pick the mulberries. And I thought I would be funny and say, we're going on a bear hunt. I had just a boy, so I wanted to get kind of a boy thing going on. And I said, we're going to go on a bear hunt, a bear-e hunt. That was a little over the head of Asher there. So he all he heard was bear hunt. He didn't know Grandpa was kidding. So I took the tractor through an uncharted area. You know, it wasn't the main trail that he's used to. So we were like going over, you know, weeds and stuff. It was, and all of a sudden he's like, this is real. We're going on a bear hunt. I had no idea that it was frightening my grandson. Until I got to the berry bush that I knew was in there. And I looked back and he had that face that, you know, is a very scared face. And I said, what's going on, Asher? He says, I want mom. And I said, what's the matter? I don't want to hunt bears. I said, you come up and sit with Papa. And I'm going to finish the rest of that story a little bit later. Because you're not going to believe what this little kid did. Let's continue in 1 John. That's the peak of our loop. Then we come back. 1 John chapter 1. These things I write unto you that you'd be full of joy. Verse 4. Sometimes we need to sit just a little bit. Give that a few minutes. Sink in. You know what I mean? Oh, let me just move on. No? I'm going to sit in this. I'm going to make this my lazy boy chair. I'm going to sit right in that scripture that God has an intention for my joy to be full. Now, Lord, I want you to know what that means. I know what it means if I'm trying to make my joy full. It's about a quarter inch deep and a mile wide. It's the Broadway to destruction when I try to do things to make my joy, my happiness full. Lord, teach me how to have this full joy. This is the message which we've heard from him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is light, there is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Listen to what this sin is. Listen to what this darkness is. It's not just, oh, I messed up or I did this, I made this poor choice. Listen to what it is. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. It's denying that we sin. It's denying that we have issues and hang-ups and fears and problems. It's the denial of it. That's the darkness. We're liars in that case. We're all going to stumble. We're all going to have struggles. Each one of us. But it's the denial of that. It's the refusing of the blood of Christ. That's where we get into trouble. That's darkness. He's saying, come into the light. Come into the light. Simply acknowledge your sins and he's going to forgive them. And it says that in verse 9, the most famous one. If we confess our sins, he is faithful, man. He is faithful, man. That's the rock. It's a rock. It's not a marshmallow. It's not a passing breeze. It's a rock. If we confess our sins, he's faithful. Stand on the rock. And just to forgive us from our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, I'm speaking to any spirit that is in here. That's why I'm getting a little loud. Excuse me. That's in here that is not feeling it. God wants you to stand on the rock. To confess your sins. And this is the opportunity this morning to do it. To say, Lord, I'm a sinner. You walking up. Each step says, I am a sinner in need of Jesus Christ. I need your blood. I need your body that was broken for me. Yes. That's the pinnacle of the loop. Let's go back and talk about the adult loop now. Maturing, being perfected, growing in the Lord. The rest of Psalm 8, please. You okay, Terry? I know you don't like when I get loud. I don't plan to. Sometimes that happens. Okay. I apologize if I made anybody nervous. Praise God. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, out of the mouth of babes. Now moving to verse 3. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with a glory and honor. You've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, and have put all things under his feet, the sheep, oxen, the fowl of the air, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Now let's explore this excellent name of Christ, the excellent name of God, through the maturing in him, and this, what is man that you are mindful of him? Let's take a look again at Matthew. We're going to be in the same place as we were, just kind of continuing on. So Matthew 21 again, and then we'll be in Romans 8 again, and then 1 John again. Matthew 21, 17 through 22. Got to calm down a little bit here, Paulie. Verse 17 of chapter 21. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. This is 21 of chapter Matthew. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, and we think of Asher riding with Papa in the tractor. Now here it comes. Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, how soon is this fig tree withered? Jesus said, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, you do not doubt, and you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Praise the Lord God. So, in Papa's arms now, coming up the... sitting on the tractor, the rest of the kids still in the wagon behind me, coming up the hill. He is feeling the power and strength of Papa with him. He has found the place that he needs to be. And he started doing something that I didn't prompt. He started saying, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He was so excited. A little buddy was just shaking and full of energy and strength and power. Man, he was maturing in faith. He was maturing in faith. He went from fear to faith. How? In the presence of Papa. Yep. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but one that we cry, Abba, Father, dear Daddy, hold me. I just want to stay in your presence. We are changed. We're transformed in the presence of God. Romans 8. Continuing our second loop here, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now we're maturing, we're being perfected, and suffering comes, difficulty comes, challenge comes, the storms come, doubts come. Things happen that you can't explain, you can't understand, and nobody can. And you fall back to your Papa's arms, and you get strengthened, and you just start saying hallelujah. You start praising him when it doesn't make sense. You start praising God when it doesn't make sense. You're filled with power and an energy that comes from being in the presence. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. Maturing, being perfected in the Lord. God is the potter. We are the clay. What is man that you're mindful of him? He loves us so much. He wouldn't leave us back in the wagon in fear. He would bring us forward. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. The transition here now, speaking of children, now moving into fathers, young men, you'll see that, and children. Because you have known him that is from the beginning, I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. So all three of those realities are part of us all the time. You don't move into, now I'm adult, I'm no longer a child of God. You always carry that child of God with you. Whether you're 150, I think I'm okay with Mom on that one, or whatever the age is, you still carry that child of God with you. That reality, that declaration, that statement that God has. You need to stand on that rock this morning. When you come forward, you need to believe that this morning. Love not the world, he would tell us today, the exhortation. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him. Asher had a choice. Could have jumped out of the wagon and ran into the poison ivy, the prickers. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. That's the joy that's a quarter inch deep, and it's broad, and it's the path that many are taking. Many there go, it says, and few find life. The world passes away, and all the lust that goes with it, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can call the kids down, and we'll have a communion message in Romans 8. So we'll finish there today. These unturned cups are the ones that always remind me of the people that should be here and that we desire to see here in fellowship. So we want to think about those people now, too, for communion, our loved ones, Lord God. We put up a prayer to them right now. To you, for them, Lord God. Need a little reminder I like to think of when if you're doubting God's love for you is to look at your reflection in the cup. Yeah, I guess I can see it. It's a big enough cup. I'm trying to get a cup that's big enough. You know, even though my reflection is distorted and that speaks to certain things of the sin and the issues in my life, but I'm in there. I'm in Christ. He died for me even before I knew it. He knew me, you know, and it's like almost a surprise. You look in and, you know, or see those, whatever, and somebody looks, they see their reflection for the first time and they're almost a little spooked, you know, they look in a pond or whatever. Different things are coming to mind now of that, but it can be kind of a surprise. It's like, well, he already knew you were here. He already knew that, and he loves you and died for you, so. It's a neat little reminder of that. So this slip and slide is still up at the house. I know I'm not being irreverent talking about that right now, but still in the context of speaking of children. The slip and slide is up at the house, and the kids, encourage them to be part of the slip and slide because they're actually doing ministry and work for the Lord. Because the tent got dirty and whatever from being put away and just the rain being on it and muddy. So this was an opportunity for them to slip and slide and clean the tent. This is the top of the tent they're sleeping. They're slipping on. So anybody's welcome to come over to bring young ones, and they can use that today. It's going to be a hot day. So we pray for that emergency if there is one, Lord God. I thought I heard something there, Lord Jesus, and your grace and power and mercy. Go with them. Thank you, Lord. We can do a song while we're waiting for the kids to come down. It'd be great. Prepare our hearts, Lord God.
Maybe never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed, mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King.
are beautiful in all your ways. You are beautiful in all your ways.
You are beautiful in all your ways,
Abba Father.
You are beautiful in all your ways. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord.
Yes, you are.
You are beautiful. Praise God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Anybody? Rocky Balboa out there? Any monsters? Anything that shall separate us from the love of Christ? Huh? Any bears that could separate us from the love of Papa? Huh? Anything? Come on, bring it on. What is it? What is it out there that's keeping you believing in the love of God for you? What is it? Come on. Get it under the blood today. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, life, or angels, nor principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come to Papa this morning. He's got his arms out. God has got his arms out. He's given us the Son. Receive it this morning. Receive the gift, the free gift. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. Thank you for its cleansing power. Thank you for washing my sins away. We pray for that. We pray against fear for the one that might be in need of this ambulance behind me and the situation going on. So much going on in our world, Lord God. So much. Let it be a reminder to us today, Lord God, to never stop praying. Help us to receive with a fullness of joy this morning, Lord God, knowing that we're strengthened by your presence. Hallelujah. Amen. As she continues to strum whatever she's doing there, feel free to come up as the Lord leads you. This is a time intimate between you and him, but it's something we do all together. Hallelujah. Amen.
Papa, I belong to you. Papa, I belong to you. Your thoughts define me.
Hallelujah.
Enjoy the day.